fine. Reish Lamed Hey. A Kodesh Baruch Hu Mana Mi Avram Avinu La'aseh L'Yitzhak Avinu Muma. V'nishal Es Hashayla, Madu Be'em Es Manoi Mi Avram Avinu La'aseh Kain. U'ma Abedov Kol Hachnoisov. V'ki Hayu L'so. I don't know what he's asking. What is going on here? המחשבה הטובה של העקדה והעקדה בפועל מצטרפת יחדיו. We're coming on the back of understanding the enormous hachonah that was necessary for the Akedah of Avram and Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints Avram Avinu to make from Yitzchak a nation. Is that what it says? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mana mi Avram Avinu la'aseh l'Yitzchak Avinu me'uma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented Avram Avinu from doing anything to Yitzchak. Remember what we were learning yesterday on the Akedah? Don't do anything. Al tishlach yotko. V'nishal es ha'shayla. Madua ve'emes mono Avram Avinu la'aseh kain. What really prevented Avram Avinu from doing so? Amad v'kol ha'chonois. What happened to all his achonos? Nirna v'azay sapima shomru chazal machshob etoyva HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzarefes l'maisa. A good thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to the maisa. Let's understand what's going on here. V'limduna rabbeinu tani kibinyan mitztarfe l'maisa nichla la'inen HaKadosh Baruch Hu lokeach machshob shel yudi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the thought of a Jew. Shehishtoykek b'kol libo la'aseh mitzvah, who mamash tries everything he can to do a mitzvah, ach mitzvosoi lo yotzei el apoel, but the mitzvah never happens. This guy's mamash out there trying to do the best he can, whatever, etc., 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 but the mitzvah, he couldn't find an esrog. So that's talking about the Jew who does everything he can to try and do the mitzvah, and the mitzvah never happens. Ulumasa yesh yudi acher, Asher kaimes a mitzvah im kol ha'idurim. Then you find another Jew who mamash does the mitzvah with all the yidurim. Yeah? $250 esrog. Ach lelo hishtoikakus v'lelo kisufin. He does the mitzvah very easy. It came about easy and he did the mitzvah or whatever. Maybe it didn't even cost him any. Someone gave him an esrog. Yeah? V'nimsa shishneim lo osu dova sholem. Neither of them did a dova sholem. The first guy had all the wonderful intentions but never did the poil. The other guy did the poll, but never had most wonderful intentions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaref es ha'machshava shel yudi ploini. Im ha'maisa shel yudi acher. What does it mean Hashem joins the machshava to the maisa? He takes this Jew who had the most incredible machshava to do a mitzvah, but couldn't just do a mitzvah. He takes this Jew who did the maisa, the goof aspect, but was lacking the machshava. He takes that maisa and he mitzaref it to this machshava. So the Jew who had the machshava gets a perfect mitzvah. What about the flip side? So that's not so pleasant. The yachdach nefshemes amitzizu k'zacho es achas shleima. We look at these two Jews that both did a perfect mitzvah. Sharei klal Yisrael kulu k'ima shleima heim. I'll tell you how it helps. Because klal Yisrael is one entity. This is one of the most important yesodis you have to understand. Going to Rosh Hashanah, this is a yesod you have to have very clear in your head. Yeah.
It's beautiful. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, I don't have to...
You can do everything you've got to do.
But it says, for me to do our kavana. You know, the prophets we say with that is just blotting out and saying kavana. So I can say, I don't know, but...
You don't know, but maybe somebody did it. Maybe somebody else. Hashem knows who to join, who together with. Hashem knows why he never got to get the esrog and he got the esrog. You don't know. One second. What we have to understand here, first of all, is one very big yesod. Is Klal Yisrael is one entity. There's a famous Chazan Ish on the Sugya of Shomai Koine. I say Kiddush, you Yaret. It's like you said Kiddush, whatever the Pshat is, yeah? Whatever Pshat in Shomai Koine is, right? What happens when it needs a Maisa? For example, Kiddush needs Achzichas Kois, it needs holding a Kois. So let's say I'm a Kiddush holding the Kois. You Yami saying Kiddush, but all you got was Kiddush. You didn't get the Kois because you're not holding the Kois. So there's a root in there that you don't really need to hold the Kois. You need to have Kiddush that was said on a Kois. But what about Mikra Megillah? Chazan Ish asked the famous Kasha. What about Mikra Megillah? How do you Yotzi Kriyas HaMegillah? The Mitzvah Megillah is Kriyas HaMegillah. And all you do is stand there and yell it. So some people are machmir to have a cloth in front of them. That's how the sofer gets to sell megillas, because you read lightly while he's reading, so you yotzi the kriya. Yeah, but most people don't do that. So how do you yotzi? Says the Chazon Ish, Tzadik sells one goof. Tzadik sells one goof. His kriya is your kriya, because you're one entity. So the Chazon Ish isn't even a bigger kasha. How does your davening help somebody do tshuva? Do you daven for someone to do tshuva? So Hashem helps him to do tshuva. Where's his maaser tshuva? Where's his maaser tshuva? Something's also kasha. He brings the Gemara of Rabbi Meir when the Rebbe said, "Don't daven, they should die, daven, they should do tshuva." Yeah. They were asked, how does he davening for another guy to do tshuva help him do tshuva? What does Hashem help him do tshuva? What's going on here? How does my davening someone else help to tshuva? He can do a maaser tshuva.
When he does it, it will be...
Says the Chazon Ish, he did do a Maaser Teshuva. Your tefillah, he is Maaser Teshuva. Because we're all one entity. That's one Yesod you've got to understand. One second, you've got to understand one Yesod. When you go into Rosh Hashanah, you're part of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is all one entity. But if that's all you go into Rosh Hashanah with, Chas v'chalila. Chas v'chalila. Chalila v'chalila. To go into Rosh Hashanah thinking, I'm bottled to the cloud. Because the void of Rosh Hashanah is the Yochid. The void of Rosh Hashanah is to take yourself as a Yochid, as a Sholem entity into Rosh Hashanah. And that Yochid give to the Am. Im Ami Anoichi Yoshev. There was a Rosh Hashanah by Yomahu, Elisha with the woman. She says to him, what do you want? Ask for anything. By Yomahu, says the Zohar, by Yomahu, always talking about Rosh Hashanah. So what does she answer? Im Ami Anoichi Yoshev. I'm with Manasha. People learn chatis, or Rosh Hashanah, just mavati yourself to the cloud, everything's fine. Moshe Shapira points out that the Anoichi has to be Yoshev Im Ami. There's going to be an Anoichi there, because the avoid of Rosh Hashanah is Yochid v'Yochid, every Jew's getting judged on his own. That Jew that gets judged on his own has to be able to give himself to cloud himself, but there has to be a whole Jew there. That's the avoid of Bishvili Nivra Oilam, that's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. I've got to know, when I go to Rosh Hashanah, I'm coming to Akash Boch with a business plan for the year, and I want an investment for a year. That's my unique plan that no one else is going to be able to do. I'm coming to you with my factory, with my business. Only I can do this. No one else can do this. The cloud can't do this. I have to do this. And at the same time, know that everything I'm doing is only for the cloud. That's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. So you have to know that you're part of the cloud. You have to know this is one cloud Yisrael. You're a part of cloud Yisrael, an integral part of cloud Yisrael, and if you're not there, the whole of cloud Yisrael is possible. But it seems that's what Kosh Bochu does. He takes the Machshava here, and he takes the Maisa there. You see it when we did, I don't know if you remember, we did the Sugya on Tfilah. Yeah? Person davens for children for 40 years, Nachman Zal never has children. Gets to Olam Haba, there are all these children waiting for him. Whose children are those? Those are yours. What do you mean, I never had children? Oh yes, you did. Every time you davened for children, you created another child. You just didn't have the child. Plainly had the child. But those are all your children. You have all the schusim, all those children, because you brought those children into the world. How? With your ratzon, with your kavanas, with your machshava. Plainly got to do the mitzvah. Those children are yours. You built them. You get full schar for all those children. How does that work? Because we're all one nation. Your head wants something and your hand takes it. You can't say, no, that's nothing to do with me. That's the hand took that. No, it's your hand. That person that has a child because you daven for that child, that's your child. Because the person that gave birth to it is a part of you. We don't see ourselves as being one whole entity. We don't see ourselves. We see ourselves as being a lot of different individuals. And that's because we are individuals. And that's the work of Gadlus. That's why those two Gadolim I spoke about earlier can work together as rabid individuals, but they're completely mavatal to each other. That's what the Klal needs us to work together. We work together. But we're totally individualistic. That's the goal. They tell Mason about the Aaron Kotler and the Satmar Rebbe. They disagreed ideologically on many, many things. The Satmar was very against the Aguda. The Aaron was very against the Satmar's approach to the way we deal with the Inyanim that they were dealing with or whatever. And it's known when the Satmar Rebbe used to come to Rav Aaron or whatever, and there must be the Brokim Vakolis coming out of those discussions, strengthened each other. Yeah? But Rav Aaron wouldn't let the Satmar Rebbe leave his house until he gave his Broch children all a Brocha. Their mamas didn't see eye to eye on any klal issues at all. They had so much love and admiration for each other with the Gadol Yisrael. Well, it's time, you know how great the Satmar Rebbe was that Rav Aaron felt it necessary to argue with him. The Gadol thought, I'm going to argue with everybody who disagrees with him. He must have really held with the Satmar Rebbe to Mamash get into it. He held that really screamed at each other. It's Choshu, the Satmar held the Rebbe to him. Mamash screamed at him. You don't get a machlokes with a, you know, with a cat. You're a God Lador, you argue with somebody, it's because you hold the person has something to argue about. Enormous mutual respect for each other. How can you have mutual respect for somebody you disagree with? We're all part of Kavisor, we just work for God. So then how do you have disagreement? Because I'm me, man, and this is the way I see it, and this is the way I am. I'm a different ice in the Sefer Torah, I'm standing in a different place, and I see a different world from you. But you better make sure that all those oices come into the Sefer Torah and they're all in the right place. Because even if you come to the party, but you're standing in someone else's shoes, you're in a lot of trouble. I told someone this morning, yeah, those payers you're wearing aren't yours. When you're ready to grow your own, grow them back. But the ones you're wearing now aren't yours. The one that told that to told me the other as well, he came here wearing a hat and a jacket. And I said to him, please take off the hat and jacket and put it away until you're ready to put on yours. He says, what do you mean? I said, the one you're wearing ain't yours. Mm. Imitation. The Chaim Brisk said, he said, for the first, I think, 3 days of a child's life, or 3 weeks, I can't remember, you can see the child. After that, it's just imitation. You can't even see the person anymore. He's just imitating and copying what he sees. Where's the Yochid? That's Rosh Hashanah. Where am I? Neto, strip me of all the imitation and impostorship and whatever. Strip me, Neto. Who am I really? And that me give to Klal Yisrael. That's Rosh Hashanah. That you give over to Hashem. That's what coronates Hashem. Me. Simple. Yeah. You should have a six, you sing, you don't. Let his eyes come out. Let's taste Rosh Hashanah. How many hours of Elul left?
Oh,
Hashem. Ah! Can you imagine the schus we have? The schus of a Rosh Hashanah? Because Bruch cares about me enough, he's going to spend 2 days just checking me out. Because Moshe spent 2 days, 49 hours straight. Yeah, being voided, checking, doing my cheshbonos, working at Big Yuk. I could get my accountant to sit down for half an hour and work for me straight. Because Moshe, the Kvod of Atzma, is going to sit for 48 hours and Mamash, give me the time and effort to work out my year for me. Shchus Gadol. You know what a simcha that is?
No. Okay.
No. We're getting scared.
We certainly say don't concentrate on efficiency from these days. Not days for sugar. But you said.
I said what?
Bring a plan. By bringing a plan.
Got to bring a plan. You've got to explain to you. Of course, why I should give you another year.
Right, that's identifying oneself. Like you have to come with yourself. But is that actually the time to do it, or is that the time before and after?
The Hachana gets done before and after. What before?
But not. On the 2 days, you think I want to do this and I want your help to do this?
You have to explain to Hashem why He should give you another year of life.
Alright, so that's drawing attention to yourself. That's okay then?
You don't have to draw attention to yourself. You're in the spotlight whether you like it or not. Okay. You're fully in the spotlight. Kibnei Moron. Hashem takes one Jew at a time and checks him out, one Jew inside out. Whether you like it or not, you're in the spotlight. What I meant was is that whole you that's in the spotlight has to know why you want another year's life. It's not for me. It's for you, Hashem, I want to live. Otherwise, don't ask for stuff. There's a big tumult in the post whether you should ask for personal bakashas in Rosh Hashanah or not. It's a big discussion. Yes, no, some say ruchnias, you can. You shouldn't even do that. What's clear, what's poshut, I think, I heard this from one of the Gedolei Yisrael of this generation, from somebody himself, major Talmud Chacham. I think it's poshut. I think it's poshut. Anyone can work that yourself. What am I asking for? What am I asking for? Well, what does he want? He just wants what you need in order to be able to do what I want. Hashem, you want me to learn. So can I have some money so that I can sit and learn? Yeah. Can I marry off my children so that they can sit and learn? What am I asking for? Whatever I'm asking for is just so that I can just do the right thing, Hashem. So by the way, you can ask for that on Rosh Hashanah. The Zohar says you shouldn't ask because it's going half-half. You come to the king on his coronation and you say, Give me. That's terrible. But you come to Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, I've just anointed you king. Give me what I need to serve you. What's wrong with that? Now, if only a Jew should know what he needs in order to be able to serve Hashem. So ask for that.
By doing that,
you need $1 million. You've got a plan how you can make Jews and you can bring Jews back, you can stop assimilation, whatever. And you've got a plan, a $50 million plan, whatever. Present it to Hashem. What's the problem? The problem is we don't believe it and we haven't worked it through and we don't really want it. But if you wanted it, so what's wrong with telling Hashem and saying, this is what I need to do, you're not this. I want the whole world to know about you, Hashem. To do that, this is my plan. I'm going to make 15 movies, I'm going to do this, I'm going to this, I'm going to that, I'm going to that, da, 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 da. Give me the money! That's not half-half. That's the greatest act of coronation you can give Hashem on the day you coronate Hashem, to say to Him, I work for you. And not just, I work for you, whatever you want. No, I've thought it through, I can see the problems, and I'll tell you something, and this is what I want to give you. If you happen to think that what you need for this year is I need to sit and learn undisturbed for 24 hours a day, you know, just I need to be completely immersed in learning or whatever, that's what you think you need, so that's a shame. I think I need to sit and learn and whatever, please give me what I need, and I'll just learn. I had a chavrus in South Africa, why did he come I said this, just watch me with the calm, please, Yerachmel, just, when I get on a roll, it's... Who learned for many years with a lot of Mesiris Nefesh and a lot of stuff, a lot of Mesiris Nefesh and whatever, and working off day, working full time and whatever, and raising a family and earning a poor man, and eventually just, you know, the chaymas got too big, and the Rav told him, that's off, you've got to go work. I'm very upset. Good chavrusa. Off he goes, we saw each other, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, we dabble next to each other in the koil or whatever. And that's it. I'm very upset. I've got to find a new chavrusa. We lived together for years. I arrived on first day of his month. I arrived back in the Kogel. Who's sitting in our place where we learned? He's sitting there. So I figured, he's going to learn for now before he goes to work or whatever. He sits down. He says, I'm not going back to work. I'm sitting and learning. I said, what are you talking about? He says, I cried straight. 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Sorry, I made tshuva. Super Motzi Yom Kippur. I cried straight to Hashem. I said, there's no way I'm not learning. I have to learn. All right? There's no way I can't. This happened, that happened, whatever, I'm here for another month. That's another 2 years off. That's what we were speaking about earlier. If you want it, so why wouldn't Hashem want you to be matzliach? Hashem wants us to be matzliach, no? Hashem wants you to fail? That's why He created the world? He set us up? Some kind of joke? He wants you to be matzliach. What's the problem? We don't want to be matzliach. You want to learn? You really want this? Check it if it's really, first of all, you have to know. Who says that's for you? What you want? Whatever, okay? But check it out. And you really want it. Why would he let you fail? Yeah, Yaakov.
What if we think that's what's best for us?
You have to first of all know yourself and know what you want. And know what's best for you. Number one. This applies to everything. You said specifically the way you learn. You have to have two dynamics. I have to know what I know, okay? Mamash akshan, obstinate, stubborn, I know what I know. This is pshat in the Rashi. At the same time, you have to know when someone shows you wrong. Wait, sure, so like I was wrong. Back to the drawing board. You need those two dynamics. That applies to everything. Right. You have to sit down and say, listen, I don't know everything, obviously, but based on what I know, I think this is what's best for me. Yeah? Go ask a Rob, go ask somebody's objective, go ask a Shkala Reb Chaim, ask a Shala. Yeah? But until you have any indications that you're wrong, that's what you go for. Built into that is the anava of understanding that I could be wrong, if it's not good for me, don't give it to me. Avada. You better be careful when you don't, and someone might be listening, yeah? You might get something you didn't want. So you have to be careful, so that's why it's got to be this balance between obstinate, I know what I know, and the same time if I'm wrong, you'll say that I'm back off.
And after you bring up the business plan of what this amount of time this year, it seems to be filling my tough guy in the world, but if it isn't. Amend it however
needs to.
Like I'm saying,
I want to do what you want me to do.
You should daven for a certain shidduch because that may not be the one for you.
You should never daven enough.
Right.
Help me find a good shidduch.
So should be help me fulfill my tafkid, or should it be I think my tafkid is that I should sit and learn next year. Help me fulfill it, and if it's not really, if I need to be sent to the other side of the world and work, then
what's the if it's not? Why don't you know what you know?
I'm saying this seems, as far as everything you know, this is it. But
Chavrusa that sat and went and cried to Hashem and said, I have to learn. Right. Then he got Hashem and said, I really want to learn, but if it's not good for me, fast, I'll work. That's not how he did it.
He
went there bashing on the Sharish Bait. He knew who he was, he knew what his Rotson was. At the end of that, hey, I want to learn, blah, blah, blah. If that's not what you want me to do, Hashem said, fine, tell me what you want me to do. Machabasa Balamai. Well, I don't know. I believe this is Machabasa Balamai. You think I've got another job? Fine, tell me. Explain to me, if it's not this, then explain to me what it is. But where I'm holding right now, this is Pshat in Rashi. You've got a better Pshat, you show me my Pshat's wrong, I'll back off, fine. But it's got to start with, you know who you are. The Vinas Haleiv, you've got to know who you are, you've got to know what you want to do, and you do know. Chesed Allah says, if you're good at something and you enjoy it, it's a pretty strong indication of what you should be doing. And we know what's going on out there. We don't know that Klal Yisrael's burning. We don't know that the assimilation rates, we don't know what's going on out there. We don't know that Klal Yisrael has to do tshuva soon. We don't know that we're living in the times that those prophets spoke about, that the end of days, the milchamas between Yishmael and Edom. We don't know if we're living there now. We don't know there's a milchama out there going on between Yishmael and Edom that we could be involved in, Rahman and Islam, or we could avoid it if we do tshuva. We don't know that. We don't know that we have to wake up Klal Yisrael. We don't know that. We know that. We don't know that we have to understand Hashem's Torah. We don't know that the greatest sipuk in our lives is when we're learning, and when we're not learning, we don't feel good. We know that that can't be. We know that. So what's the problem? Yeah, we don't know it. We know. What's the problem? Hitzor also knows it. That's part of the struggle. But we know what we have to do. We said earlier, but that can't obviously. You mean I'm going to have to get a bit an hour earlier? Hey, hold on 1 second. Just relax. You'll be normal. Take it easy. And he's right, you have to be normal, but you know. So hold on 1 second. So what? So I don't change the whole world, you know? Just kind of, you know, just hang out and just, you know, just chill, whatever, you know. I'm happy with what I'm doing, you know. Do my little, you know, jokes on a bit, yeah, and then I can sleep an extra hour. And get out of bed an hour earlier. He said this. We know where we are, we know what's going on, we know we're living. Last Rosh Hashanah sat there, you know, Catherine's are going to land, this is going to happen, Madoff's going to go, Lehman's, boom, tracht, whatever. Well, Lehman's was before, that was Rosh Hashanah before. I was very happy to be in New York for the Lehman's crash. Well, that's what was written. This one's going to get sick. If we understood that everything that happened to us this year was written on Rosh Hashanah, that everything that's going to happen to us next year is going to be written this Rosh Hashanah, we're going to Rosh Hashanah with a different attitude. Batuchim, Basimcha, wonderful, it's a Yontif, everything, but at the same time, it's understanding the seriousness of the moment. The whole year coming out was written. Everything that happened to us the last year was written on Rosh Hashanah. It's a blabber. Do you believe it? Let's fix it up afterwards. What does Hashem want? He wants it to be great. So no, so ask him to help you. Great. What's the problem? Shkarach Yirachmel. What that has to do with what we were learning, I'm not sure, but Machtim Atoiva. What are you smiling at?